Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 159 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Human values, those emotions and beliefs and traditions and knowledge that we understand and share as human beings, those values are an integral part of how we come to express ourselves in photography. In fact, human values may be at the essence of why we want to express ourselves with photography at all. And I suppose over these last few episodes of Camera Position, where I've been talking about the process of critiquing photographs and looking at the elements and principles of art, and then trying to bring in the ideas of psychology and the ways in which our mind works and the ways our creative impulses take hold over what it is that we do, in fact, create. And I suppose whether we all realize it or not, we probably make photographs and do other creative acts because we have something to say about our experiences being human. And I think there are many ways that we can look at that in terms of how we choose our subject matter in photography, what it is that we choose to look at in the photographic world. But I think that every one of us, regardless of the mode of photography we use, whether we're creating photographs in the studio or going out and hunting photographs out there in the world, all of us have at some point made a photograph in complete reaction to the experience of being in the world, to the experience of being human, even if it's one of those cliche photographs of a sunset or a mountaintop. We have to respond in that human way. And that sense of humanity, I think, is also what draws us to the photographs that other photographers make. Other photographers have something to show us about the way that they see the world. And whether we think about it this way or not, when we are drawn to certain photographers' work, when we say, oh, I love that photographer's work, we are, in fact, being drawn to their sense of humanity. So you're attracted to their sense of humanity, and with any degree of good fortune, that other photographer may be attracted to your sense of humanity. And it was really my reading of Rollo May and The Courage to Create that kind of led me to this idea of looking at photography as a humanistic enterprise. Certainly I'm not the first person to look at this, but it prompted my visits to my bookshelf and taking a look at photographers who have tried to look at the more deeply seated notions of how we photograph and what we photograph. And I ran across a few quotations that I thought might be interesting to share with you relative to this notion. One of them by Robert Frank, who said, "There is one thing the photograph must contain: the humanity of the moment. This kind of photography is realism. But realism is not enough. There has to be vision, and the two together can make a good photograph." So Robert Frank saying that there has to be a humanity in the photograph, but there also has to be the photographer's vision of what to say about that humanity. And between the two of those things, one can make a photograph. When it comes to looking at deeper meanings in images, I often think of photographer Minor White, who taught us that, quote, "photographs can be outward expressions of inward states. They're about not just what something is, but rather what else it is." That whole notion that Minor White frequently talked about photographs being the thing itself, but something else as well. His notion of expressing our own metaphorical point of view about what we see, that when we do that, we can communicate ideas to others. We can trigger some emotional response or intellectual response or even an imaginative response in the viewer's mind. And again, I think this circles right back to these notions of true criticism, of really examining how a photograph works, why a photograph functions the way it does, and how we come to know the photograph in a deeper way than simply reacting or directing the photographer whose work we're looking at. And I think really, when it comes right down to it, that's what we want too, isn't it? We want someone to respond to our photographs and think about them, think about what it is that we're trying to put onto into the image on a deeper level. And I think often about students of photography that I've had who have attempted to express something deeper or larger in photography and having it work either tremendously well or not so well. And that critical strategy of the 4 points of criticism can really help get at why that picture does or does not accomplish that particular task. So I'll leave you with one last quotation here from Edward Weston, who said, "This, then, to photograph a rock, have it look like a rock, but be more than a rock. To photograph a rock, have it look like a rock, but be more than a rock." And I think that's what we're after, is that Westonian idea that is both simple and complex all at one time. So post some pictures to the Facebook page for Camera Position and my other History of Photography podcast, and let's see if we can make those pictures deeper and more metaphorically significant to the human aspect of other photographers' viewpoints. Thanks, and I'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.